Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. We are here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which hasn't officially started yet. But
we have yet to free a single porcupine.
Are there porcupines enslaved and oppressed?
That's what this is all about, right? Freeing porcupines?
If porcupines refers to people who love liberty, then yeah, sure, that's what it's about, right?
Look, I had the key to unlock.
To the porcupine jail.
And I went up to the, I was going to take the shackle off of a porcupine, and no.
Well, it's hard to get.
I saw the quills, and I said, "No way, forget it."
Anyway, you're listening to Free Talk Live, and it's the Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE if you want to bring up anything that's on your mind. We're still taking calls, even though we're live on location. We're not taking Skype calls tonight, but we are talking with you on the phone. And one more time, that number is 855-450-FREE. Now, Mark, to start off the third hour here of the program tonight, you have a story that I've been wanting to hear about since you told me about it last week. And I think this is something that's come up on the program before, and that's the subject of basically racial bias in terms of marijuana arrests. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is from the AtlanticWire.com.
They do some good reporting on this. This isn't the first one I've seen from them, I think.
Yep, this is from Abby Allister, Allheiser. In six states, plus the District of Columbia, there are a lot of statistics in this one, so I'm going to just try to sort of read it and then explain it. In six states, plus the District of Columbia, blacks are over five times as likely to be arrested for marijuana possession than whites are.
Wow.
The national average, black Americans are arrested nearly four times as often as whites. It's not that because of increased use of the drug. According to the New York Times report, black and white Americans have about the same rates of marijuana use overall. So what's going on? Essentially, the Times explains it's probably one of a handful of biases written into the system of local law enforcement nationwide. Now, consider, there are blacks that work for law enforcement organizations.
Yep.
One would tend to think that they aren't acting in a discriminatory manner. And if there's this, what they call cultural bias or cultural racism, it has to be pointed out. And I think a lot of times that people say, discrimination, discrimination, and just different people, lots of different people will say discrimination where it doesn't exist. And I'm quick to go to stuff that I just don't believe in. You're going to have to show me. But I've been shown.
This is showing you, yeah. I think that's
absolutely
obvious. Do you think it's possible, I mean, speaking of like a sort of a cultural thing, like, do you think that police departments could have actual policies that might put this kind of racist system in place and keep it in place, even though there are black cops out there?
They do. The system, let me tell you, the data they're using from is 2010, and it's used by the ACLU from a report. And it says here is one possible reason for the disparity. It's because they explained the program incentivizes increasing drug arrest numbers by tying the statistics to funding. Law enforcement officials then concentrate in lower-income neighborhoods to keep those numbers up, finding the lowest-hanging fruit for crimes to enforce. Because, essentially, oftentimes you'll find in many of the lower-income neighborhoods, you'll find use of these, of all kinds of items. Lower-income people tend to smoke more. They tend to, you know, drink in particular fashion.
They tend to not be able to hire lawyers.
There's that, too. And, so getting off. But these are really arrests as opposed to convictions. So, you know, it wouldn't matter to the police in that area. But if you cruise the high-end neighborhoods or the Midland neighborhoods, they're going to and start picking off their kids, they're going to get pretty upset.
Yeah.
With you. If you go through the Midland neighborhoods, you're just going to find, you know, there's as a percentage, it's going to be more difficult to find these folks, more difficult to get in their homes and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, I want to draw to your point about, you know, there's being black cops, and you'd think that why would they want to mess with, you know, other black people? Why would they want to give them a harder time? When I was in the Army, when we went over, you know, overseas, there were plenty of times where we had lots of Arab, you know, brothers, essentially, is what we would call them. You know, they were Americans who served in the military. I answered to some of them. Some of them were lieutenants. And nobody had the suspicion that, okay, we're in his country now. You know what I mean? We're over where his people come from and that he might turn on us. We need to watch out. And I think I can imagine the same thing would happen in the police force, where when you're part of the police force, you're not race. I don't think when you're in the police force, no longer matters. Outside of it, obviously it does.
So you essentially just become part of the dominant
you're part of
force.
Exactly. You're a new class of citizen at that point, and race isn't there in that organization. I could believe that that would occur. Now, I mean, that's just me a supposition, but that's what I would think as to, you know, why would these numbers still exist when, you know, the police officers have a tremendous racial diversity.
So I had the opportunity. I worked in prison at the staff as a staff canteen operator. That means when I spent my 9 years in prison, a good portion of that, like 5 years, I was spent as the guy who served coffee and other snack items to the law enforcement officers that came in and worked in the prison.
Sure.
Of all different races and ethnic and genders and all that stuff. And it was interesting because you would see these dynamics in play. I saw some of the most bigoted people I ever dealt with act in a subservient fashion to a black lieutenant. And it was always just so weird for me to see this. And it was basically because in their, you know, it was the us and them situation. And they, I don't use the N-word, but I think people know what I mean when I say it.
Sure.
They would have in their mind that there's black people and there's N-words. And it's kind of, it's interesting how people just kind of sort in their heads how this goes. And, you know, so
they apply like sort of negative stereotypes to some people of a certain race, but other ones they're willing to like overlook it. For whatever reason,
It was very, very odd to see. One time I actually saw this black lieutenant. He caught a white inmate using the N-word. Took him into, I happened to be there in the place where he was sort of talking to him, interviewing him. And this could have gone very, very poorly.
He heard the white inmate.
The white inmate used the N-word regarding, you know, sort of in conversation with another white inmate.
Mm-hmm.
And the black lieutenant heard him, grabbed him, pulled him into the what they called Complex One, this area where I happened to be at the time, and he talked to him about this. And it was interesting to watch this white inmate, you know, sort of immediately switch over how he was being, and, you know, basically use the, you know, they're not black people, you know, there's black people and there's N-words, and the conversation was relatively short.
Did that
short.
Make it better for
it
him?
It did.
Wow.
So,
I'm surprised about that.
Oh, I'm actually not surprised about it, because I think that, you know, a lot of times, you know, people will use terminology like white trash as another.
I suppose it's the same concept, right?
It's a similar concept in that way. So, and I think that when you look at many of these more male-dominated areas, and they'll sort of use rougher language and often refer to people in, you know, sort of racial stereotypes, and it's just okay. It's just fine.
Doesn't the prison system, like, itself segregate people by race? Like, don't they?
Yes, and it depends on the place.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that was my experience.
Yeah, that's really fascinating to hear about. But, I mean, getting back to this article, so four to five times more likely to be arrested for marijuana.
Some places the numbers are even higher.
Which is a victimless crime, we should point out.
There's right.
Nothing. They're not hurting anyone just by possessing
people.
A plant.
But their numbers are solid. I went through here and looked at how they were doing, you know, taking a look at the arrest numbers, and it's solid. I mean, this is really, it's really the truth that black people are being arrested four times as often on a national average as white people for marijuana. And you've got to ask yourself why.
Yeah, I'm curious why, but I'd imagine in some places it's even worse. Cause
oh, yes. In some places it's stunningly worse.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've seen other crimes, like along with border patrols and police forces in Arizona, where they just straight out in their books, they say, no, we racially profile. If a guy has a mustache and dark skin, you're going to check his papers.
Wow.
And I mean, and they just come right out and say it, you know, and this is mainstream news. This isn't any big secret. They don't care. So, you know, again, the question, why? Well, profiling is would seem to be the name of the game in many of these organizations.
In Washington, D.C., it's eight times as likely. In Iowa, it's more than eight times as likely. I don't know why Iowa, but
maybe there aren't very many black people in Iowa.
I don't know.
Well, be careful out there in Iowa, all you black people. The cops
D.C. is no better. There's a lot more black people in D.C.
That's true. Yeah.
The exact opposite.
I'd like to hear more about this when we in a moment here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our phone number. 855-450-FREE.
Okay. New kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with VideoDashCam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video Dash Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at VideoDashCam.com. That's VideoDashCam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video Dash Cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night show, and we are live at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, kicking off the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Well, not quite kicking off yet, but we're getting pretty close, right, Mark?
I think we're the start of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, yeah. In my opinion.
This is where the fun begins.
I do declare Porcupine Freedom Festival to have begun.
All right, yeah, it's official.
You're hearing it right
you
now.
You heard it first here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, it's Stephanie.
All it takes is some hubris.
That's right.
Stephanie here with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark. I wanted to tell you about a weight loss supplement I've been taking for about 6.5 weeks, I'd say. And You know, I started taking the supplement. I really had no expectations, whatever. I haven't changed my lifestyle in any way, shape, or form for taking it. And sure enough, I've dropped about 5 pounds, and I'm really excited, and I want to drop some more. So I'm going to continue to take it.
A pound a week. I mean, that's pretty much what you expect with a healthy rate of weight loss for, like, a diet or exercise.
It's a little less than a pound a week right now, but I'll take what I can get. Yeah. I haven't done anything. Right? Nothing has changed here, and you can get a free month of Axia 30 just by calling in and ordering right now. It's got a full 3-month money back guarantee, so if it doesn't work for you like it's worked for me, that's cool. Just give them a call and return it. The number's 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613. It's produced by Chamonix, and they're known for all natural ingredients. And I'm really sensitive to stimulants, so the average weight loss pill I just can't take. This one I found early on to have a very, very, very slight stimulating effect, but I'm super sensitive to this. The average person's not going to notice any difference at all, and you basically have to be somebody who has an incredible allergy to stimulants to have any problem with this. 800-543-6613 for Axia 30.
All right. Now, we have been talking about racial bias in marijuana arrests, and there's a statistic and this is reporting done by The Atlantic, so it's, you know, pretty mainstream publication. They've crunched the numbers, and what they came out with was saying that on average in the U.S., black people are arrested for marijuana possession 4 to 5 times more often than white people? Is that right?
4 times as often in the U.S. and in some locations, like sort of on average in some locations, they had 5. I don't know why they particularly tried to say 5. They just took some samples and, said,
well, it's easy
in these places it's 5 times as likely.
Yeah, it's easy to express a statistic in terms of, like, you know, this many times, you know, and a number between 1 and 10, something like that.
Yeah. So 4 times as likely in the United States for a black to be.
And in some areas, even more.
Yeah.
Like 8 times in some places.
8 times in Iowa and D.C. Tell me what is the same about those two places, because I don't know.
Racist cops?
I think it's more sort of policies than anything.
I would believe that.
Yeah,
although, you know, there was... I'm remembering back to another article that we heard about this very same topic, except this one was about drug dogs. And what this one was saying was that there were dogs that cops were using, you know, the so-called canine unit. It's so funny. They make that little joke. But what they were saying was that the dogs would alert more often on black or Hispanic people. And they were saying, look, dogs aren't racist, so they must be getting cues from their handlers, implying that the handlers were racist.
I read that same article, and I wonder to myself, because I think dogs are racist. And I think that people, beings, are sort of biased to what they're used to. And here's a surprise for you. White people tend to hang out with white people, and black people tend to hang out with black people. I'm not saying I agree with that or think it's right or anything like that, but there was this guy, Arthur, who was part of my mom's Doberman Pinscher Club of America, you know, Sarasota chapter. He showed Dobermans too. And poor Arthur got, you know, all of the dog people would make sure that Arthur spent some time with their dogs so that their dogs wouldn't freak out over black people. And, with the intention of socializing the animal towards people of other races. And I think it's a great idea to do this. So I'm not 100% sure. But in that same study, what kind of convinced me, like I'm on the fence on it, is that dogs will alert more often when the police officer believes that there's marijuana someplace or whatever, the drug is someplace. So if the police officer does believe that people of a certain color are more likely, then the dog would be
the
more likely.
The dog picks up on it.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just kind of lost in that world.
Well, I could imagine, like, a white dog owner, you know, their dog is used to them, right, and they're a white family, right, and then the dog doesn't really see black people very often, and then, you know, sometimes people are a little racist, they don't really know it, so they feel a little bit of, like, just uncomfort or unease or whatever, and then the dog picks up on that, and that's why they freak out. It's not that the dog is racist, it's just they're picking up on something that the owner is feeling. Does that make sense?
It could be. Everybody's had different experiences.
Would a dog that was in a black household, freak out about white people?
But they did say that they've done studies on babies, and the babies tend to be racist.
They're looking for their family, right?
I guess.
And their family is going to look like them? What about babies?
Their family's going to look like mommy and daddy. Yeah.
Well, but what about babies who one parent is one race and the other parent is another race?
I'd love to see some studies on that, too. I don't know what that
means. One in seven couples is of mixed race or different races, so... people aren't clearly afraid of dating people of other races than themselves, right?
No, I think that people over time learn the differences. Hopefully they get an opportunity to meet folks of other races. If they don't, then that's the problem, oftentimes.
Right.
Let me go on here with the article. It says, they were pointing out that law enforcement officials tend to concentrate in lower-income neighborhoods in order to keep up their numbers for arrests, and they get extra bonuses from governmental programs and things like that.
Oh, seriously?
Yep, federal programs.
Wow.
Well, I can't say I'm shocked by that, but they're just basically perpetuating the system that makes it more likely that black people get arrested.
They point to the new NYPD Stop and Frisk program. Now, the Stop and Frisk program isn't going on in the wealthy areas of Manhattan. It's going on in Bed-Stuy and places where you're going to see a larger concentration of people of certain different ethnicities. And so... one has to sort of wonder there. It's overwhelmingly targets young black or Latino men in the city, and indeed demonstrates a racial disparity in arrests and for marijuana possession. But as the ACLU and the Times show, this is New York Times, it's quoting here, the problem of racial bias in arrests for possessing a drug that is, after all, gaining acceptance across the U.S. is a national one. The ACLU found a bias in virtually every county in the country, they told the Times, regardless of proportional populations of minorities in that county. I saw a Dave Chappelle bit that it really amused me, and I think that this guy has some interesting insights on race.
Oh, yes.
I don't think he's right all the time, but
right.
I think he's interesting as heck. And he said that he was with a friend in New York City, and he's like, the white guy, and the white guy's going to go up to the cop and say, hey, oh man, I'm so stoned, I need some direction. The cop's like, hey. Settle down. You just need to turn around here and go down to the street. And he gave him directions. Where, Chappelle's like, what are you doing? You're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
And
that would be his experience.
Right. And I think that obviously the statistics are here. One can make whatever speculation one wants to about the statistics. And I'm interested in other people's speculations at 855, 450 free on these particular numbers. But, I'm not willing to say the numbers aren't right because they seem right.
I can't help but wonder, real quick, just how much this has to do with, are the police actually setting up profiling systems, which sometimes they admit that they are, or is this literally just like an entertainment culture creation that, black people are generally criminals or something that gets shown in the movies all the time?
I see a lot of white criminals.
855, 450 free. Tell us what you think. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit ValairBallroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-Allicin. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Mark has declared that it's officially started.
There it is.
From Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. Doesn't it feel good, Mark? You've been validated.
I validate myself constantly. I have no problem with it.
All the time.
Yeah.
Every day. All right. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. We're still taking your calls, and you can still bring up anything that's on your mind. It's just like a regular Free Talk Live, except we're in the middle of the woods, and we're plugging into a phone line to do the show.
So the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a huge summer Freedom Festival event, and there's another one that's out west. It's the Freedom Fest, and Freedom Fest is more of a hotel convention-style event, and it's very, very big. Folks like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many more are going to be there speaking. And if you haven't heard, the venue's changed. It's now at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. It'll be from July 10th through the 13th. It's nothing like Freedom Fest. It is, like I said, very, very large. You can get your tickets and hotel rooms. Get them now. They're booking very fast. I'll be there for representing Free Talk Live. It's an event you don't want to miss. Go to freedomfest.com and register now. Freedomfest.com.
Oh, it sounds like fun, Mark. I expect a full report.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, Planet Hollywood is a great venue. Shame not Caesar's Palace, but Planet Hollywood's great.
Yeah, something happened with Caesar's Palace, like some kind of double booking or mm-hmm. That kind of thing, but it's going to be
great event anyway.
Oh, my.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, Brian, you've got an interesting article that I am dying to hear more about, the Golden Age of Arab Atheism. Tell me more about
that. Yeah, this is from a...
I thought they didn't have those over there, right? Like, just like they don't have gay people, according to Ahmadinejad, right?
Yeah, and this story is actually from Al Akbar, which is, oddly enough, it's a blog from, Arab countries. All the writers come from Arab countries, and they specifically spend the time to try and tell people, guess what? We're not all Muslims.
All right. Well, we do have a call on the line. Mark, who's on the line?
It's Lee from Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, okay. Let's bring on Lee.
Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
Good evening, and thank you very much for taking my call. My question is about what is the difference between profiling and efficiency? And the concept of when you're looking for someone, you want someone that fits the description. I once heard of a policeman whose job, his beat was to stop people carrying drugs north. And he was near the border of Florida and Georgia. And when he was told to change, you're bringing too many people in that fit this description, which happened to be a black guy in a very fancy Cadillac that was probably going 75 or 80 up the interstate and driving quickly and behaving a certain way. Well, when you're taking the low-hanging fruit, to me, that's efficiency.
Well, but the problem is you have these numbers were about the crime of possessing marijuana and smoking marijuana, and
yes.
I don't, but and I, that
but
doesn't...
The concept applies to a lot of things, though, that I think...
Right, and I know everybody of all kinds of races, of all kinds of classes in life that smoke marijuana, and so there is no, there shouldn't be any profiling.
And the studies show that there's no real disparity as far as marijuana consumption
exactly.
between the races.
Right.
There's another issue, too, is that sometimes, this is true with, testing for cancer, for instance. Sometimes when you go looking for something, you're going to find it. You're only gonna find it where you look for it, right? So if this cop was only pulling over black guys in Cadillacs who are going 80 miles per hour, yeah, in some of them he's gonna find drugs, but where was he missing the drugs because he wasn't looking?
He was just told he was bringing too many people in that fit a certain description.
Right.
And I see an issue with where, why do more blacks be arrested for killing blacks?
I don't know.
Why does the dog not react to somebody told me, a black never goes near that dog because he's been trained to bark at him and act violent to them. But so part of this is training. I agree, but comparing dogs to people, you're going to have trouble getting very deep into research. Say what's the behavior?
Lee, I'm curious. What do you think about the concept of drug possession being a crime? Do you agree with that?
I'm very disappointed that a device that can change the way a person behaves greatly. I was in the military overseas. We had and he was foreign-born. He was not American. And we had a very special device we had to put on a plane to do a very special mission. I mean, we were in the photo department, right? This does not sound high-tech, but we had to install it on a jet airplane that was doing a certain mission. He was the best man in our whole group of 40 people to do this.
And?
He said he changed his behavior entirely. He was never early to do his duties. He didn't care what he did. He was lady busted for smoking marijuana. His behavior changed drastically.
Well, and do you think that means that it's a good idea to put people in jail for possessing marijuana?
I didn't say jail is the right thing. I just say that it shouldn't be so cheap, and we shouldn't be encouraging it. If it's a pill, it should be a class 4 narcotic, not a something that you're going to grow on the corner and say it's available for... It's called oversight. It's the same problem
well,
we got
let me ask you this.
In Washington...
Well, if the evidence showed that marijuana was less harmful to people than alcohol, would you say that it should be more or less available to them?
I think it would be very true it should be less available to people. I'm not against the syntax. I mean, I've been an alcohol consumer all my life. But that, I mean, I say that all my life. When I became old enough. But I also know a man over 40 years old who began drinking at age 15. He has been in and out and in and out of alcoholism forever.
Right, and that's kind of the point here is that, you know, different people may have different problems with mind-altering substances. We've seen what happens when one tries to prohibit the mind-altering substance known as alcohol. We've seen, in fact, what happens when one tries to prohibit the mind-altering substance marijuana. We can see in this study a form of racism that's going to make black Americans distrust law enforcement in this country.
Oh, I think they already do.
Well, I don't think that's the biggest problem it creates.
Okay, I wouldn't know what the biggest problem is. What's the biggest problem that prohibition creates?
The biggest problem in that prohibition created is that it was impossible to enforce because people were making money on it.
I'm pretty sure people are making money on marijuana.
Going underground is a great way to have a product that's of more value. Bringing it on the market, if it's harmful for you,
the only way to increase the cost of marijuana is to increase the penalties for possessing it. And that, as we've seen, I mean, it basically is a free plant that will grow anywhere.
It's a weed.
And now you can, it costs more, almost as much an ounce as gold does. And that's because it's dangerous to possess this stuff.
You know,
I do appreciate the call.
Yeah, you know, I don't drink. I don't do any kind of drugs really at all. I don't do marijuana, but... To say that somehow leads... Carl Sagan smoked marijuana every day. Carl Sagan! Who's going to call him lazy or dumb?
855-450-FREE. Do you want to call Carl Sagan lazy and dumb? This is Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method, and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367. Or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition, and we're kicking off the very last segment of tonight's show. And we're also kicking off Pork Fest. We are here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, getting ready for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And we'll be back in our Keene studio next week, next Sunday. But until then, you'll enjoy a week of excellent FTL live broadcasting from Porkfest X. Yay!
Yeah, there it is.
And tonight it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Mark, I do believe we've got a call on the line right at 855-450-FREE where we can, maybe can squeeze your call in if we get to it.
Sure, but first I want to mention to people that when you do your online shopping, say at Amazon or Newegg, go through shop.freetalklive.com. There's links there. Bookmark those links, and every time you go to those websites, use those links. That way, when you make purchases at those links, Free Talk Live gets a little bonus. It's just a little extra work for you, and it makes a big difference for us. It's shop.freetalklive.com, and I know everybody here in the studio audience does that. Let's go to David and Keene. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings. I get nervous when I call still, believe it or not.
Oh, it's okay. We understand. Yeah.
But I was going to say, I don't think it's less, well, racism, it has to do with, to my thinking, is that if you're poor, you're guilty. If you're poor, you know, poor people can be abused more in the courts. And the reason that a lot of, there's lower income black folks because of racism, and so it's kind of like both, really, but
it's like,
but if
a chicken
you can't fight
egg.
In court, you know, you just got to pay, right? You
know. Right, or go to jail.
Right. So.
So you're saying? Are you saying that there's like basically systemic biases against black people that make it more difficult for them to get out of poverty, and then because they're poor, they're more likely to get abused by the legal system?
Well, poor people are definitely more liable to
oh,
be
yeah.
abused by the legal system, and black people are poor from just from historical stuff, you know, everybody knows.
So more likely anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Although it's, you know, obviously made great strides and stuff. Yeah.
But I think so. David, thank you
definitely.
For the call. 855-450-FREE. It's possible we can squeeze you in here. But, Ryan, I want to hear about the golden age of Arab atheism.
Yeah.
Talk about skeptical.
From the Abu Akbar blog, right?
I know.
Isn't that what they say when...
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, this is a blog that is purposely trying to show to people that, hey, you know, guess what? We're not all Islamists over here. And the article goes,
What is an Islamist?
Well, a Muslim. Someone who...
That's like the word that the U.S. government uses to demonize Muslims, basically.
But isn't it kind of a fundamentalist Muslim, Islamist? Isn't that how it's used? That's how I've heard it used. It's sort of, and I would agree with Stephanie on that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, as far as the etiquette rules I know, Islamist can be used along with Muslim, but that's... It is unlikely that Western media will take note, but there seems to be a rejuvenation of Arab atheism. Western media never takes note of Arab intellectual trends, especially if they deviate from the classical, conventional assumptions about the theological centric impulses of all Arabs and all Muslims. Secular trends in the Arab world have been long ignored in Western media and even scholarship. Furthermore, Saudi and Qatari media, which dominate the bulk of pan-Arab media, will certainly suppress such news, but there is a new phenomenon. Arab atheist groups are spreading on the internet, and Facebook groups dedicated to Arab atheists are increasing in popularity. And the Egyptian newspaper Al-Wafid even took note and published an article about the secret world of atheists. There are reasons for this.
I bet it's a secret world.
No, it's a secret world.
It's, you know, you can't be out as an atheist or you're going to get persecuted in a lot of these places.
Yeah, a lot of these governments are, you know, theocracies in many ways. And
you'll get charged with apostasy, right?
There's no such thing as a theocracy, because theocracy suggests that God's in charge, and these are just people using the auspices of some religion in order to enact their power. Often they're very socially conservative, which religions tend to be sort of tied to.
Right.
Sure. And pretty much what this article is claiming is that, in fact, this rule of, you know, well, like you said, theocracy may not be entirely accurate, but this push by Muslim leadership in these countries is what's actually causing the next generation of Arab people to become atheists, because they see what the craziness is creating. And you can think about it for yourself. You look at like Arab Spring, you look what happens in Egypt. And I mean, it's, what does that do, especially to a young person? You know, when these governments just change. I mean, something they talk about in the United States all the time, where they say that, you know, the peaceful transfer of power that occurs, you know, I really, myself, and I've kind of seen these things occur in other countries, but I can barely imagine what it's like to just suddenly have the entire rule of law in a country change. Out from under you. And
right. That's one thing that one can say about the American form of government, the U.S. form of government, and Canada, too.
Sure.
There's no huge sea change overnight.
Right.
I mean, you know, we've had 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we had a president elected on the ideas of hope and change, and has given no hope and no,
no change.
You know, and so, I mean, he was elected for the change, and we didn't get the change. So.
No. Oh, it didn't happen. Yeah,
it's interesting to see these things sort of, you know, change overnight, and I can only imagine what that must have been like.
Yeah, and for young people, because that's the rhetoric that gets, you know, spread by these political sea changes in these Arab countries, is that, you know, well, you know, Allah has granted us this great opportunity to lead you, and so they get this religious bent. I mean, and admittedly,
which of course is no different than
George Bush saying God told me to bomb Iraq.
Sure, right.
Or the Bruins, or the whatever the other hockey team is, kissing the trophy and saying, "I want to thank God first." You know,
yeah.
I mean, really, what's the difference?
Yeah, and like this article talks about how, you know, Qatari and Saudi press, they're all suppressing even just radical ideas within Islam. You know, they're not just suppressing the atheism over there. Fortunately, there's at least that one Egyptian newspaper that says, you know, look, this is a secret world, but it's here. So, you know, even just radical ideas within religion is getting suppressed. And I think, and with Facebook, with all of the, and the internet in general, it can't be hidden anymore. And that's the point that this article makes.
Yeah, the internet really gives voice to the voiceless.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking for a group of pantheists, feminist, polyamorous, you know, Wiccan women or whatever, you can find that group. It's out there.
Right.
And it's on the internet.
Yes,
somebody's got it. And even the, you know, the subgroups that fight amongst each other, the ones that believe in the flat earth versus a round earth. I mean, it's, you know, it's there. Somebody's got a group for whatever it is that you, you know, whatever
Absolutely.
Your belief is.
I mean, Stephanie, where did you find, if you don't mind sharing, where did you find out about atheism?
On the internet.
On the internet. Exactly. And that's what's happening here is young people.
Well,
you were very young.
I think I was born an atheist and then sort of had a
little
detour on the way, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but then I, you know, refound, you know, I got back to what I thought was logical by finding out that there were other people on the internet who thought the same thing, that, hey, this doesn't sound exactly right. Are you telling me there's an invisible person in the sky that's kind of pulling the strings and he knows when you're bad and good and he's going to punish you if you do things that, like, masturbate and eat bacon and like girls?
Santa Claus hates that stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. And so, but I mean, the greater question is that why is this atheism admittedly isn't so, I think it gets insulted and it gets attacked in the United States, but in the Arab countries, why is it just straight out suppressed?
I don't see atheism being attacked in the United States, but what I did see was an interesting study one time that suggested, and it's not that old, suggested that Americans would prefer to have a Muslim president, and this is a pretty vilified
group, atheist?
Over an atheist president.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Wow, really? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm no atheist. And I
no, right.
But I mean, I don't have a problem with an atheist president. In fact, I'd prefer an atheist president over some kind of fundamentalist president.
Sure. I would too. But it bothers me that why is there this... Why not just over there? You can kind of expect it. Okay, fine. You know now I can't think of the name in Iran. The mullahs,
Ayatollah.
Yeah, well, the mullahs. They're really the ones that call the shots. And I could understand why they would want to suppress that atheism exists in Arab countries. But why wouldn't the United States want to tout the fact when it's out there and there's other media forms around the world that are reporting that yes, you know, this exists? But instead, they're so busy just saying no. They're all Islam. They're all evil, they're all, you know, tyrannical and all that, when no, they're not.
Well, isn't atheism bigger in Europe?
Yeah,
it is. Yes.
Okay. I mean, it does seem like it's being pushed down there.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Well, we're out of time for tonight. This has been Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. More to come, 6 more nights broadcasting on Pork Fest. Thanks for tuning in. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great night.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No silver hard to make this advertisement.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.